Yeah, so I think this is the second part of the Halloween special we're doing, just to keep on, you know, I guess. We do not have...
Dead.
Yep. Where we left off, the party was in the room with out of initiative and kind of scratching at the doors and stuff. I'm pretty tired. This is not great.
I'll be tired earlier. Like, tramp.
Okay.
We were up until like 3 a.m. I have a limited amount of energy.
Oh. Thank you.
Awkward stare.
Anyway.
I gotta mop till midnight tomorrow.
Mop.
It's fun.
Yep, so.
Snack. That's mine. It's back.
Children.
So, what do we do?
Question of the day.
Are we still
are we going with the plan that I had the other time where I would shoot into the thing and you guys would take up readied positions to my right and left and shoot the zombies that would eventually go through the door, but like back a ways?
I'm gonna pull the executive decision. I had of a plan that would be significantly more effective and would work better, but you yelled at me for my suggestion, therefore, yes,
wait,
your plan.
Earlier. Okay, I guess I'll just
like right after
this. Yeah. Just put me where you think.
Well, I don't think like breaking the door.
Me
then
running up, cutting a hole in with my sickle using what was it called?
I guess we can do that.
Something retreat and backing up. I think it was like 60 feet in a dash
like,
and up to the wall. There it is.
All right, we can do that.
All right, moves. I'm ready.
Okay, cool.
Hey, you're out of initiative, so you guys can move around freely.
Yes. Hey. That's my
character,
that's
your
dude.
Character.
Yeah, Caleb's is the other one.
Where do you want your character?
I don't know. Where are you standing?
Right here.
I'll stand on the opposite side of Jade and then, like, right there. No, there.
Yeah. So you guys ready?
Yeah. Peyton's going to shoot the door.
I'll ready in action and shoot the second thing that comes through the door.
Which one yours? Just kidding. Air?
I want to take the door and smack
it. No, are you gonna ready to shoot the first thing that comes through the door?
Yes.
Alright, I guess that's a plan.
Why'd you say a second?
I don't know. It's kind of one's like a hobo and the second one's a zombie.
So it's a 10 to hit the door?
Let me check the AC real quick.
What's the door's AC?
No, yeah, you don't. Technically, yeah, you don't shoot through the door, no. How would I explain that? Well, because our object armor class, the substance is, its AC is 15, so it would be 15 to
hit. Oh, I'm so bad.
So I guess maybe your bullet just gets caught in the wood.
Okay.
And with that, let me make a strength check for Rise. It'll be... Okay. Yeah, so. You shoot at the door, the zombies try to bolster the door, nothing happens. They'll just both you guys suck, everyone sucks.
Okay.
Everybody sucks. I've done nothing other than listen to a plan.
All right.
Well.
Hey,
well,
if those dogs start whining tonight, they haven't been out in a while. You might have to take them all one. All right.
Yeah. I'll leave them.
I'm going to shoot the door again. All right. 8.
Cool.
Bruh, so I shoot the door again.
Well.
And yet again.
It doesn't do anything.
Are you adding any modifiers?
It would be a...
Oh, wait, yeah, so
13.
You shoot yet another bullet. Are you subtracting his ammo?
Yeah.
He shoots yet another bullet into the door.
Okay, I'm gonna take a shot at the door now.
Okay, roll for attack.
7 plus 5. I didn't get through because I rolled a 7. we are actually.
Yeah, the zombies are trying to push through the door. They don't.
I'm gonna walk up to the door.
Okay.
And open the door.
I'm gonna use the door handle.
Okay.
Like a civilized person, rather.
So like you try to open the door.
Yeah, I try to open the door.
So
which way does the door swing? There's a way my way.
It swings their way.
Okay.
And the hinges were on their side, they would have got through. I mean, if the hinges were on your side, they would have got through, because they would have been able to just push open the door easier.
Mm. Is that correct? That have a bloody worse plan.
Zombies are not smart enough to open door.
Okay.
Can I cut the hinges?
They're on
what's
their side, right?
What's the hinges?
Because if the door swings out towards them, that means the hinges are on the other side of the wall. You can try to cut through the door.
Screw it, I got 2 attacks.
Roll for attack.
That's fail.
Oh boy.
So you're just gonna my magical dice is gone. I'm gonna get stuck with this one.
Oh, okay, Jane gets it. So
Jane smacks door.
You casually walk up to the door, plant your scythe in it, and then what do you want to do? You got your scythe in the door, like you want to you chip a hole in it.
I want to like put it through it and pull it and, like grab and pull my way.
Okay. There's no ready action, by the way.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you're just gonna make a strength check then? Or?
No, Jin, make a dexterity saving throw.
Fine by me. By the way, can I use Blood Curse of the Fenden Ring? When subjected to a spell that requires a dex saving throw, you can use your action to get a plus one on the roll. No, it's a blood curse. I can do one per long rest.
It's a blood curse?
Yeah. And I gain plus one on the roll, provided it's a dexterity.
When subjected to a spell that requires a dex saving throw.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is really stupid.
Or for a saving throw.
Oh well.
You're good.
20.
Nice.
Complains. Gets a 20. Gets some.
No.
You plant your sigil, pull it, and then immediately jump out of the way as about
5.
zombies come tumbling into the room. Actually, I'd say probably 3 of them tumble. The other 2 are still coming in.
Are some of them on the ground, or
I'd say 2 of them are on the ground. 3 of 2 of them on the ground. 3 of them are standing.
Can I use my like second attack to stab a fool?
Do we need to roll for initiative?
Yes.
Okay.
Do I roll first or do they
attack? I got a 7. Actually,
attack
a
roll.
9.
Ooh,
this is gonna be rough.
It was like 22.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm gonna go my damage already.
Jaden, is your d20 just non-existent?
12 damage to, I don't know, what it was close to saying.
Yep.
So did Jade get like an opportunity attack or?
No.
He's
got 2 attacks.
Oh, okay. Did you roll highest? Oh, you rolled highest initiative.
Yep.
So, my initiative is 13 as well.
Okay. So, well, how much damage did you do?
I did 12.
Okay.
I don't know who's closest to me, but
I'm just doing horde health. I'm not really down the mood. So, you just deal damage to the one with top order and just goes down. So, yeah. Where was your shit? I haven't sorted out mentally, but I couldn't explain it. Okay, so yeah, you stab him. I got an initiative of 20.
I don't have that, so go.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So, this one, it's already standing. Who's closest? Who's
me.
Okay. He's gonna try to attack you. AC.
16.
Okay, miss.
Alright.
Last one. I got initiatives of 1, 2, 3, and 16.
I have 9.
Yep.
13.
Peyton, what do you have?
I have 11.
Okay. 16 will go. He's going to stand up for his turn. And then at 15 feet, so 1, 2, 3. Make an attack on you. Yes. You're pass.
Alright, so it's my turn again.
Yep.
You know the 2 people that tried to attack me, I want to make an attack.
On each of them?
Yeah, one with the scythe, and one with the sniper.
Yep. Roll 4 attacks twice.
18 for the scythe.
Yep.
And 19 for the
sniper.
Both hit.
The snipe.
So the one that just went, the one that just attacked me, is the one I'm doing slight damage to.
Okay.
So one that just attacked me takes 13.
Okay.
And I need a D10. You a D10? You don't look like a D10. Morse. Is that 0?
That's 10.
10?
Mm-hmm. Wait, does one? Yeah. Means 10. Okay, it means 10, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like.
Okay.
16. 21. 24.
I put 60, 10.
4, 28, and one more. 25 plus...
2?
2, so 26 damage.
Yep.
And I'm using my bonus action to reload.
Yep.
That's my turn.
Yep, anybody else?
11.
Who goes next?
Yeah, so from where I'm standing, this guy is just right there, so I'm going to give him the gat.
Yep, roll for attack.
10.
Hit.
And I'll just keep rolling until...
Rolling. Hit. 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 Miss.
Alright.
We have both of your mag.
6.
So yeah, you're out now. Throw that down.
I hit 4 of them successfully.
So it was 2.
Or was it 5?
Magazine.
I think it was 4. I'm too brave.
I think it was 4.
Yeah. So I got 2 shots left.
I've shot 1 bullet this entire game.
So thanks for reminding me. There you go. I've shot 2.
Oh, you get a roll for damage.
Oh, I thought you—that's what you were doing.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
Tell me, and I'll just do it then. Okay. So, how many D4? So 16 D4. How many 16 D6?
Yeah.
Oh, I should have that out.
44. 2. Which one?
This one.
Okay.
How much damage?
44.
Bruh.
He's alive.
And then for my action, I'm going to...
Wait, that was your action?
That was your action.
That was your action.
Don't... My second attack, I mean.
You get first. Okay. Remember, when you shoot, you shoot twice at the same target, and you just get 2 chances to continue shooting.
What?
Instead of... Okay. So, here's how I said this works. When you shoot at one person... And you know, like how if you hit the first hit, you get to keep going?
Yeah.
Your first 2 rolls count for towards that. And that's why
you... So if you biff this first one, you still got the second.
So that takes up 2 both of my attacks?
Yeah, but you dealt 44 damage.
Bro.
Like, that's 44 damage. Yeah. Okay. You got a bonus action.
Is
bonus action.
We are very slow.
Vomits.
And Braille.
Alright, so I guess I end my turn.
Okay,
my
initiative.
Turn.
No, I got initiative 1. I get it all.
I got a 9. You can
go.
Suck. I'm gonna... how bloody is the one to the left of Jaden?
To the one left of Jaden?
Yeah.
Extremely.
Okay, so Peyton, you can, like, take care of that, right?
Yeah.
I'll cap the one to the right of Jaden.
Okay, roll for a deck.
And poor dude's on the floor.
8 plus 5.
So you're attacking the one on the floor?
Yeah.
Advantage.
Okay.
But you first one hit anyway, so.
Yeah, so I'll just... Kay. No, I'm not... Like,
an AR.
I'm not getting close to it. I'm capping it
yeah.
with my M4.
But you've got an AR.
Oh,
yes. So then... You have 2 attacks or just 1?
Just 1.
But your first one hit, so roll again.
Yeah.
Oh
no, that...
Oh, hold on. Hold on, 1 second. Can I look at your character? Because I think... One second.
You want me to roll that again?
Yeah, 1 second.
5 plus 5, 10.
Okay, yeah, you don't have modifiers in your...
Oh, we don't?
No, you have modifiers in your continuous attacks.
Oh, so the first one didn't hit them.
The first one
I still hit.
Your first shot hits, but your remaining shot... Yeah, you still did that, but your remaining shots no longer have modifiers. Okay.
Okay. 2.
Okay, but you roll with advantage, and your first one was 13, was it not? No, so hold on.
No, my first one was 16.
Okay, so that hit, and so then you missed your second shot?
Yeah.
So you fire 2 shots, and then you just deal regular damage because you hit one of them. So 40. So 46, right?
So 46.
Okay, I got it.
I got it.
I got it! Never mind.
17.
Okay. Plus. What's the modifier? Plus 5?
Plus
your wisdom?
Plus my wisdom, so plus 1. So 18.
Oh, check this. I'm not going to dump a pretty good step. Plus wisdom modifier, plus 2.
Okay, so that's 20 damage.
Okay, to the one on the ground.
To the one to the right of Jaden on the ground.
Okay.
So wait, did I shoot? I shot one bullet.
You shot two bullets. First one hit, second one missed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm down to two bullets.
Total or two bullets in your magazine?
Mag.
Okay. Because you still have two magazines.
So every time I shoot the gun, I use...
A bullet?
No, I use both of my actions.
You use both your actions if you... Yeah, actually, I think so, yeah. But you deal a ton of damage.
Yeah,
I think it's pretty balanced. These guys, on average, have around 50 health. So if you're able to deal 40 damage in one turn, you shouldn't be complaining.
Yeah.
That just takes two turns per creature, which is nuts, you know? Anyway.
Rah, rah, Rasputin, rah, 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 the Russian queen.
Ooh. It's such a shame. Anyway, like, what
are you going to do? It's your initiative, so I don't know. What are you going to do?
I brought 1, 2, and 3 for initiatives.
Wiggle.
Highest in the town. Okay. This guy is spending turn standing up. Grapple Jaden. Dexterity check Jaden.
Jaden's getting overwhelmed.
Well, no, strength versus dexterity, I guess.
Yeah. No, I'm making a dex check and he's making a dex check. Okay, well, nat 20, so you grab him. Okay, actually, I'll let you do it. Like, what do you want to do? Do you want to grab him? Or you
no, let's grab him, man.
Or you can make an attack with your scythe.
I want to grab and punch him. That's my current end game plan, so I'll grab him and I'll punch him next turn.
Okay. So you grab him, I'll let you not
help grab him and throw him at another.
Second guy is going to walk into the room. We said what? Yeah, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
Plus no.
It hits.
Which roll?
23.
Oof.
11.
That's no.
Is it a stinky, though?
Yeah.
Okay, you're unconscious?
I'm not unconscious. No, not, it's not that bad.
I'm sorry, I can't use uh-oh and stinky as to, like, tells whether or
not... I am bloody.
Okay.
5, 10,
15, 20, 25, 30. AC, pin.
18.
Okay, miss, pass turn. Back to 20.
Yeah.
Okay. This one is going to try to free his friend. Make a strength check, Jin.
19.
Jin's yeah. The strongest
boy
in town.
No, I know this dice.
Nope, actually, completely different dice you're thinking of.
Oh, actually, which one am I talking about then?
You're thinking of the 10
That's
one.
That's the one that Lyle usually uses, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
like the weird green one.
This is the one I rolled a 1 and a 2 and a 2 and a 1 and a 2 and a 2 and a 3 and a 1
earlier. Okay, so he's going to try to rip him off, and for some reason he's just super buff. He's just like, okay, you just you marked him for death, apparently. No one else is going to touch him. Not my problem. Okay, so 20 has went. Who goes after 20?
I'm 13.
I've got 16 then. 16 is the one that's... You dealt 44 damage, right?
Yeah.
He's dead. So,
the gas.
His plot armor apparently wears off, and he just... Which one is...
Bleed damage.
It's the one to the left of yeah. Jaden.
So he has plot armor, which wears off, and he passes away instantly. Just... like, no,
just fades
you know,
out.
No endgame where he just like... Okay, so then that's mine. Who goes next?
13.
Dat boy.
Okay. So the thing in my hand, I'm gonna... I don't know, just something. I don't know yet. I don't think that's what I did. I had a plan until I was my owner, so I could 4 damage him. It was a horrible plan. I can technically Elder Splash twice, but that's not nice.
Yes, I will allow it, though. Does it say one action to cast?
One action to cast.
I understand attack is different than action, but 2d10 is not that much, so yeah, a lot.
Okay, because it's all targeting the guy in my hand. I want him dead.
You just want to cook him?
Yeah.
Good.
So it's an attack roll. Where were my dice one? Here. And it's 2 beams, from my understanding. Yes. So. 14 plus decide. 14 plus 4, 18.
Yep, that hits.
Okay. 5 plus 4 is 9.
To hit or for damage?
To hit.
Okay, hits.
Okay.
You had a Brahma Metal on your face right there.
20. Well, 16 plus 4.
Okay, that hits. Are you getting 4 attack rolls? Oh, because you have him grabbed?
No, because I fire. Now I'm level. Ignore that. Level 5. I fire 2 beams of Eldritch Blast, but it's a different attack roll for each beam. And so I cast a spell twice. That's so 4 beams, which is 4 things I have to attack roll.
You cast each spell. Wait, hold on. What? You do what?
Okay. So when you hit level 1, Eldritch Blast does 1d4, and that is 1 beam. Level 5 increases it to 2 beams, which is 2d10.
I see. It's Blood Hunter, isn't it?
That, no, that's just how that works.
Eldritch Blast is just 1d10, or is that for a Warlock?
Okay.
No.
Each Eldritch Blast thing is 1d10, permanently. That never changes.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2d10 now, because there's 2 beams that fire. I can have one hit you and him.
Okay, but you're just going to attack him 4 times?
Yes. Okay, I just want him dead. Yes.
Okay, so that you all hit.
And so it's 1d10 each.
Also so 4d10.
Mm-hmm.
I got you, dude.
13.
For damage?
Yeah.
Yep, hits. I mean, deals damage. I
was rolling for damage. Like the.
No,
I didn't know he hit yet.
I even said hit, and I went to go subtract health.
Okay, so no, I don't have your hit parts for it. I just have your...
What?
Okay, hold on. Let's clarify. So,
this is the guy I'm holding.
Okay, so...
And all 4 of them went in, like, something.
James is just gonna, 13? Like...
What?
13.
13.
Okay, we're good.
Alright.
That was the blankest stare I've ever seen in my entire life.
I don't know how to describe his damage.
Alright.
Emotionally?
Actually, that would probably hurt. So it does 4. I thought it does necrotic. No, it's force.
Yeah, no, it's the equivalent of being just punched in the head 4 times, but, like, really buffed. Like, really buffed. Like, I like how no one really seems to respect how strong each person is.
I always assumed the Eldritch Blast was, like, a thing, like, an orb of, like, tentacles with, like, little small tentacles.
I was like, almost too. No, it's force damage. You just...
So,
like, for example, to put it in perspective, you figure out that Shocking Grass deals enough to kill one person twice, so... That's only 2d8. So that means technically 4d10 is enough to kill somebody like 10 times.
No.
And he's still alive. And as a character, you'll often take way more than that, too. Like, imagine how you're just immensely stronger than an average person.
Yeah.
Hey.
For no reason, sorry.
So, like, these zombies wouldn't happen to have dark vision, would they?
Enough damage then.
Crap, I forgot. I mentioned I said you guys have strobe lights in your. I said, sorry. You guys have flashlights in your guns, right? I mentioned that.
No.
I also mentioned that the room is, in general, very dark.
Negative.
No.
They do have dark vision, but I guess I forgot to mention that.
Okay,
part.
So I just wasted a level 2 spell thing, because I picked darkness for one of my level 2 spells.
So did I.
Yeah.
So whatever, you guys have guns. I don't know what you're talking about, and they're very strong guns at it, too.
I'm under the assumption I didn't have my flashlight on
guns,
there.
Dude.
I have dark vision.
I want you spat everywhere.
So what the zombies see is all of a sudden the light, the room goes from light to instantly dark, and all the flashlights come on at once.
Just,
wait, what? Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah,
it goes from light. I just come in from the clouds, only for plot reasons. It's not plot reasons, it's just... sorry, this is a PSA.
Okay, whose turn is it?
I think you just went in with initiative 13.
So now it's...
Okay.
It would be my turn. So then there's a guy right in front of me.
Sure is.
So I'm going to take my gun barrel and go like this with it to his chin.
It's not that short. Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to stab through somebody with a gun.
No, I'm not. Not every time I try to go like this is to, like,
no one understands.
I'm sorry, if I have a gun...
Audio-wise, no one understands what you mean when you say
that. I mean,
like, this.
I take the barrel and put it under his chin and just...
Yeah, roll
pull.
Protect.
Yeah.
Shouldn't he roll with advantage?
19.
Because he's at point-blank range.
No.
No.
If anything,
I got 19 anyways, which is a critical.
Speaking of, it's 2 turns late, but like you're supposed to make me roll with disadvantage when I shot someone point blank like this with the sniper.
One, two, Yeah, so I hit both.
No, I said because it was a sight, it wasn't an issue.
Yep. No, I hit him with a sight, and then I shot the other
guy.
You say
since I only can shoot two shots, I'd still have an action.
No, we said this last turn. Attacking is an action, Ding Dong.
You no, but two. Like, well, shooting the twice would only be count as one of my actions.
No, you only have one action.
Yeah, you have one action. You could just attack twice on
oh,
said action.
Twice, yeah.
I see. So did you hit
that's
both
what
of
I was like.
You hit?
I hit both
hey.
Of my shots,
so
and one of them was a critical.
So I'm roll again.
Oof, I forgot to tell you. I forgot to tell you this, Peyton. I'm gonna die if I can't kill this zombie in front of me.
You roll.
You
could have
told me that.
12.
I had 4 beams of death.
Oh.
You foolish fool.
Are you rolling?
Yeah, I'll roll 12d6.
You got 12 million.
No. But also, I got critical.
Yeah, no, that's I included that. 40. Again.
Plus 5 for the.
I added that as well. Alright. 40's not enough. No. No. Okay.
Yeah, so, guys, I'm finna die if I can't.
To the guy right in front of me.
Okay. He's alive, is he?
Yeah, he's just missing like the front half of
wait.
His face.
No, he's dead.
Oh no.
Oh, that's fine. Just you can go unconscious, all right. I'll keep even if you fall unconscious, I'll keep you fighting, don't worry.
Yeah, I have good. One shot. Well,
cough,
technically
don't let yourself fall unconscious, cough.
Yeah, no, I might finna die, guys. I made a mistake.
Yeah, 1 second, I'm sorry, Andrew. I got
fall on puppet, is it my turn?
It should be, yes. So we got two zombies left. Three zombies left.
I'm going to shock the guy in front of me.
Shock him, guys?
Yeah.
Do you like casting something like that for fun?
It's a cantrip.
Okay.
Nat 20.
Oh,
crit damage. Damage. You can even look at it yourself.
I do not care. I trust you.
As you shouldn't. It was a native.
So it does...
Every four rolls.
48 plus my charisma modifier because of the dragon thing.
To the person
directly in front of me, the one that's about to clap my cheeks.
Yep.
If he doesn't die.
So I'm trying to grab a
stab. Jane's bleeding from his nose.
No, no.
Vibe check.
Vibe check.
I did feel it, actually. It's kind of
should
annoying.
Should we give you time to deal with that, or...?
No.
Okay, more.
So is the guy in front of me, like, bloody, or...?
No.
I'm bloody.
No.
Nope.
I could make
the Jane is nose bleeding.
I almost made you. Okay, I really am looking for the stat block, which I'm unaware of where it is. Kinda sucks.
What are you looking for?
I'm not gonna tell you.
Oh, good.
That's one of the easiest tricks in the book. You think I would fall for that? Think I would fall for that?
We're kind of at least giving you like a page number, but I.
No. You've gotten blind in your left eye, haven't you?
Oh.
And you're bleeding out your nose.
Damn it, man.
Jane's gonna die. This is what I mean by the 23rd hour of being conscious. You just die. So you've chosen that?
We're about. To make it
I used to wonder why, like, Jane would always get nosebleeds, and then I'm just like, yeah, he doesn't sleep, so something's, your body's gonna be like.
So I mean, my bones don't break, so, I mean, no.
That's not possible.
I've fallen down so many concrete staircases, you don't understand.
What does that have to do with anything?
Jane is literally being tested for his life every single day. I'm not fine. This stat block, and I feel like a god.
We just walk around on day-to-day life, and I'm liable to get hurt.
I love how one episode of this is usually just one encounter.
That's how we do it.
Because we're just slow.
No, we're not slow, we just, it's combat.
Alex just doesn't have the entire monster guide memorized, like a real,
yeah,
like a real gamer.
He's gonna study it.
Do we have two people? Okay, have you, who, like, what turn are you in?
I just went.
Oh, no, like, what's your initiative, dude?
The 9. I just
okay,
went.
Okay, I'm sorry. No, I was wondering. Okay. One of the, number 2 hits you, so the one that Ian hit. Is this the one you hit?
Yeah.
Okay, so the one in front of you is going to swing at you, Ian, hits you.
Is
it? Yeah.
Is he bloody?
8? Yeah, he's,
I take 8?
Sorry, no, you take 11. He's, like, a little bit away from Baldi.
I am, like, about to die.
You mean be unconscious, because you wouldn't
or
die.
I'm about to be unconscious there.
Yeah. And then that's the end of the turn order.
I'm, like,
to 20.
Extremely close.
Jane, when you grapple, would you say you no longer grapple him because you had to use both your hands to do an activity, or no?
Oh, I thought I dropped them, yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
I thought I said I dropped them.
Okay, he's gonna swing at you. He hits.
Alex's face is doing math. That's why I'm looking at it.
13 damage, sounds pretty good.
If you could put a thumbnail for these podcast pictures, it would just be Alex's face. What's
I would not appreciate that at all.
Nah, just do it like his forehead.
You take 13.
Alright, can I use my reactions? A hellish rebuke.
Yes.
Yay. How much damage, by the way?
13.
Alright, thanks.
Thumbnail.
No, I refuse to do that.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. I was doing it for a bit. Trying to be funny.
All I'm saying is, you know, forehead picks. The balance of the
thumbnail. No homo.
I'd be down for feet picks.
Okay.
That's bad.
You should like
awkward silence.
No, because I said.
I just broke everything.
What's new?
Okay, I fixed everything. It's fine.
Alex, like, you should like roll and see if you can make like a dexterity 12 check.
I almost just pulled a Jacob and like breathed all over the table and made everything
really
die.
Yeah.
Sorry. Why? I'm sorry. I failed it.
Okay. Big now. I want to find out, of course, how much damage it does because it isn't marked down anywhere. Oh no, never mind. I manually wrote it down. It's 2d10 fire damage. It's retarded.
Yes.
8. 7. 15 fire damage to the guy who hit me.
I feel as though there may be like a demon in here.
It's more damage to him than it did to me.
Your boy's nose just started bleeding too.
Actually,
demons!
Yeah.
Demons!
This is why you don't play D&D. It's Satan worshiping.
Coward, you went to fix the problem, not deal with it like a man.
So drown in your own blood?
My blood tastes like Pop-Tarts, I'll have you know.
Probably
that's sleep deprivation talking, Jaden.
No. It tastes like Pop-Tarts since I was like 9.
You guys wanted to know that?
Yeah.
I only started staying up late since I was like...
Well, then it's something way worse than sleep deprivation.
Yeah. I just simply know what my blood tastes like. Mortal fool.
If I have a nosebleed, then it will be an issue because then I never have gotten a nosebleed in such a long time. It's been like years since I've had a nosebleed. Genuinely. Which means if you get a nosebleed, there was an issue.
We have demons.
Sorry, I just checked real quick to see if I had a nosebleed. Yep, so, initiative 20 went. No, you went, Jin? What's your initiative? No.
I didn't go at all, actually.
So
we're back to the top.
3 and 2. No, 20 just went. So now it's 3 and 2. And you did the Hellish Rebuke?
Yeah, that was my reaction.
That was your reaction. So now, it's your turn or Payton's turn?
Payton didn't go right, so...
I thought already once, since my initiative is 11.
Okay, so it's your turn then?
Oh, okay.
What's yours?
13.
Yeah, so there you go.
Okay, so, I'm gonna shank the fool and frame him with the scythe, and then I'm gonna repeat, unless he's dead. If he's dead, I'll choose a new target of me, so...
Okay, you're attacking... Yeah.
You should attack the one in front of me, so I don't
likely
die.
He dies.
Because I am, like, about to pass away.
Fine, I'll attack the one in front of me, and I'll snipe rifle the guy in front of
me. If you roll
in
that one and shoot me, I'm going to...
You will kill a guy if you hit him.
Okay. So, dude in front of me for the scythe. Okay. Sniper rifle.
Not only do I pass away, I pass the gas.
21. The hit. Sniper rifle the dude in front of me.
Does the hit itself crit or no?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Did you crit with your main attack somehow?
No, I hit 16 and I said it 5.
So, damage to the one.
Can someone do 60-10? That's actually easier for my life.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, he's got you.
4d100.
That's not quite it.
How many d10s? 6?
6.
6.
Plus, is there a modifier on it?
47. So I have a modifier plus 2. I just a plus 2 overall, right?
Yeah. So
yeah, okay.
It's like 47,
49. Yeah, 49 damage to the dude in front of me.
Okay. To the guy who I said, would you be killed if you hit? Or the guy?
No, the guy that's like, the other like this to Ian. Okay. Oh, I know. Ian's like this to him.
No, yeah. I'm like, about, yeah, like I said, I'm...
Whoever's in front of Ian.
Okay, that's actually the first... Oh, the guy, whoever's in front of Ian?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm really, there's still one guy who's at full health. This guy? He's at full health.
Oh, he just came through the door, though.
He's dead, though. The guy you shot just died.
Okay.
I never realized how much damage my firebolt does.
You're welcome, man. You're safe now.
So, I've gotten the shooting of 3. I've run the shift.
Wait, what shift did you have? 13.
So now
13.
It's 13.
Yes, yeah, so it'd be my turn.
You got one zombie at full health.
So I'm going to use my action to reload.
Okay, your turn.
Okay, I'm going to throw up. Should I do chill touch or firebolt?
I'm going to point this out, though. The chill touch is not what you think it is.
It's not what you think it is.
Chill touch?
It's a skeleton hand that manifests directly here.
Yeah.
And it stays there. It does 1d8 necrotic damage, and it stops him from healing until your next turn.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't move him or anything.
That was my bad, though.
No. You rolled a 20 anyway, so.
So, chill touch is, like, good early game, or early battle.
Yeah, or late battle when they're running away, because then, you know, they can't heal.
Yeah. Or should I, like, cap him? I don't really want to waste my ammo yet, because we're on the first floor in the first room.
It doesn't get started.
Peyton's already used an entire magazine of ammo.
Yeah, but I've been the most efficient of killing them.
I'm going to use a firebolt.
Yeah, I just one shot. Well, I used one action to one kill. Okay.
You don't psychic damage yourself.
I killed one zombie each turn I've taken except for this turn because I am reloading my gun.
10 damage or 10 to hit?
Like 10 to hit.
Okay, hits.
Okay.
You got this. Moral support. Wow.
Where's my d10? There it is. Oh no.
That's the real question. The d10's
that's
man.
An 8.
It doesn't count though because it fell on the floor though, I thought. Or it doesn't count.
Okay, boomer.
Bruh.
You should have stick with the 8, you mortal fool.
Okay, so 8 plus my charisma. No, not plus my charisma fire. Plus. Wow, okay, fireball sounds good as I thought.
Wait, fireball. How big is the fire? How big of an explosion range is. Oh. Like, fireballs are actually.
Can I roll to set him on fire, though? Can I roll to set him on fire?
Doesn't that just deal fire damage?
Yeah, that's
fire damage. So, yeah. That's included.
Okay, so. 10 damage. But, like, if... I just want to set him on fire so he takes,
1,000 people at the same time.
Yeah,
I just want to set him on fire so, like...
No,
I can
just
deal 1d4 every... Whatever.
Just attack him.
I'm attacking him.
Yeah.
For a distance.
But, like, why are you setting him on fire, man?
Because I want to set him on fire. Fine, you just... It's 10 damage, then.
Okay.
Firebolt is not as good as I thought, I guess.
Also, there's a small problem with that because somebody's in front of it.
It's not an area of effect tech.
Fireball,
no, but like,
however,
literally to
about.
Hit the person he wants, he has to shoot through Jaden.
That's okay.
I curved the bullet.
You can just take one step to the left.
Yeah, I'm just saying continuity. Can't see it.
So as you attack, you take a step to the left. Payton literally just takes off a shirt, okay?
I don't like this.
Adding fire to the room.
I am uncomfortable.
I am also uncomfortable.
I'm sure that's going to say Jacob and Jackson doing exactly that.
Guys, Payton. Payton's like, oh no, don't be gay. Also, Payton. Get snicked.
It's getting hot in here.
He goes after the guy. He swings at
specifically me.
Yaden.
What's your
Yaden?
AC?
16,000.
Yeah. Watch out to look.
Just 16. Okay, he misses.
Hang on.
So now
turn.
It's my
Bucker.
Turn.
Yeah.
I am going to... How far does it...
Oh, yeah. Go. Oh. No. Shh. Go. Wait. Because I took my turn with initiative 3.
And I'm 13.
And he's 13.
And I'm initiative 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would go.
Which one's higher, 13 or 11?
13.
You guess needs to go.
I thought Jane already went.
No, he was just talking.
I was going to turn.
No, I drained it. I was like,
this is a bro.
I rolled a 1.
Yeah. What were you trying to do? Shoot?
I'll shank the fool.
No.
I'm not going to shoot this close.
You miss. You just don't want to stab around you, so how about your side gets planted in the ground and you can't use it next turn?
Okay, I'm fucking punch the fool.
Your turn.
Don't challenge me like that.
How far does the whip reach?
Yes. It's like Simon Belmont, so like 15 feet.
Alright, so I'm going to take one step forward and then I'm going to. Whip him.
Okay, so you whip him. Yes.
7. Yeah, yes. So that hits, and then I roll for my second attack. Nat 20.
So you whip him twice. One, the other time is extra hard.
Alright, so it's 2d4s plus 2. So 1. 4.
So,
but that's crit for the 4.
No, what? No, that's not how it works.
It would be 7 plus whatever the
So I just let you roll 3 times.
No. Away.
No.
You just take another attack.
Yeah, you just make another. No. Okay, I hope you don't understand. So you did regular damage for the first hit, right?
Yeah.
So it's 2d4 per whip or 1d4 per whip?
1d4 per whip.
So you just add another d4.
So enacted operation, twisted my finger to death.
8.
Ooh, 8.
Here, I will help.
Good job. Yeah, whip him.
Okay, that's a
it's
guitar
your
pick.
EYN.
What the fuck did you just call it? Oh. Okay, anyway, I don't really want to get that close. So, can I, like, go behind Jaden and, like, help him unyeet his scythe?
You just want to whip up his scythe and go to him?
I want to.
I'm punching this fool.
Are you gonna just punch him? Do you want to punch him, or do you want
I'm
to?
I'm gonna punch
him?
The fool.
Okay, so I won't do that.
Can I have your phone case?
No.
Okay.
Is there a possibility that I could like?
In reality, it hurts my fingers.
There's no way to.
Bit.
There's no way to heal myself, is there?
Are you a fighter?
No.
Then you don't get action surge.
I'm a sorcerer.
Or
well, actually, in necromancer.
Second
win,
like
rather.
A loser.
Do you have false life or what?
I do have false life.
Use it. It gives you temp HP.
How much?
How's your false life? Wait, what?
Oh yeah, spell. False life. 1d4 plus 9 temp HP.
Cool. Well, 1d4 and add 9.
So it's a first level spell. So I'm using up a first level spell slot.
I don't know what health grant, but
I'm gonna cast false life on myself. Right. So it's 1d4 plus 9.
I'm casting false life on this plant.
You can cast false life on the wood on the ground.
So, I gain 11.
Half a second.
Let me just repair the boards for, like, a little bit.
Whack. It's not what, like, that one repair spell does.
No. Repair boards just fix it. It would revive the board, living hours in pain and terror as it slowly dwindles away with absolutely no food or resources.
That's pretty quite funny.
Torturing a plank of wood?
Yeah.
It has no emotions.
Oh, yes, it did.
No, I'm just saying it would be if it had emotions.
Uh-huh.
It's like punching a rock and then laughing because you're bullying a rock. Like, it's not complaining.
how long does that last, then?
You see, we live in a society.
It's what we call technically harmless, excitement.
Oh, that was actually kind of useless. Can I, like, undo that?
What?
Because it only lasts until the end of the battle. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it only lasts until the end of the encounter. Can I, like, undo that then?
Sure.
Okay, yeah, I decided not.
Because you finna blow this guy out.
Yeah, I'm gonna just do some damage.
He says this, he promptly drops us all like a stone.
I guess I'll cap him.
Yeah, roll for attack. I have AIDS.
19. Is that a crit? No, it's not.
If you're already a fighter.
So did Freddie Mercury.
I'm not a fighter, so 19.
Freddie Mercury's dead, Jen.
So dead. Next one.
Freddie Mercury's dead.
So there's dead. No there's no modifiers on the next ones, right?
No.
Okay, so I only hit one of them. Because I got a 9.
That 9 hits, so.
Oh, 9 hits?
Yeah.
Okay. What was that?
My wife.
Fucking okay, give me your toes.
Now it's 3, so I hit 2 of 3 that I'm shooting.
Oh, it just disappears under the table.
Okay, so 86.
I hate my wife. I beat her to death.
So it's 8d6 plus 1 for my modifier, but then also plus 2 because of the other modifier that you told me about.
Yes, yeah, so plus 3.
29.
Damage?
Yes.
Still alive, so.
Okay.
I didn't even add any extra health, that's just a break, so.
Oof.
Is that like not on health?
Is it punchable?
Ooh, 100.
I was about to find out, actually.
D100 plus 100. 5,444.
That's like more than one.
Yeah, it's very, very bloody.
Alright, you turn now, or?
The zombie's turn?
Yeah.
Yes, when I you didn't. It hits. 5, 7, 12. 12 plus 4. 16. Are you unconscious?
That does exactly enough damage to kill Leia.
To knock you unconscious.
Mmm. 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 That was a lucky.
Okay, so that's the end of the encounter.
Wait, the zombie dead?
Oh, is he? No, he's not. Sorry.
No,
okay, Jim's
pod.
Yeah, Jim dies. End of Halloween special.
So, how bloody would you say the zombie is?
I don't think you go onto the literal second floor of the mansion.
I don't know how hard it
hits
made
of whistleblades.
I truly don't know how hard
it slapped him into the second floor
like,
of the mansion.
Maybe Shane starts me that whistleblades that heals
him.
That was much louder than I wanted it to be.
I'm going to shoot it with my gun.
Okay, okay. Why'd you roll a d12 for
the
right?
That is not correct.
But I'm only gonna shoot one bullet.
Okay.
So that's
roll for attack.
46.
Sorry, you
built
it. Okay.
46. 2.
2.
6.
12.
12.
17.
17.
Okay.
Plus.
It's dead.
Okay.
They don't say. It never asked me, was it in punchable range?
Is it 3 health?
Punchable range.
So, Jane just died.
So no, he's unconscious. I'm gonna go hit him up with that revive.
Okay, like, what do you do? Like, you cast a spell?
No, oh,
Fortnite
I don't have a spell
revives me.
I thought it just worked like PUBG. You just kind of put their hand over him and they...
You can make a medicine check to stabilize him.
I'm gonna make a medicine check to stabilize him.
I have, plus 3 medicine.
Peyton, you should make a medicine check to stabilize him, because I only have plus 1.
Alright, I'm gonna make a medicine check to try to stabilize him. Okay. Also, I'm the most spread out between either I'm going to fuck your shit up, or I'm going to revive you in one turn.
Okay.
12
plus. You're stabilized.
Yeah.
Alright, cool.
No, well, gain 1 hit die. Wait, no, is it 5 hit die?
What?
Yeah.
No,
no.
5
no, no, he's just not
dying. I
don't
know such thing. Yeah.
Oh, he's just kind of like.
He's just not passing.
My intestines are no longer
so
the floor.
Now
my
I'm
blood
going
blood
to walk into the other room.
Yeah, well, there's no more zombies in it, so it's just pretty much an empty room with a closet in the corner and furniture. It's mildly torn up.
And there's
still,
a hole.
Look in the closet.
There's a hole in the bottom right corner of the room.
I want to look in the closet.
Okay, as you approach the closet, you kind of just open the door, and in front of it is a very thick gun safe with a lock on it.
How would I get in that?
You should notify me that there's
player.
A gun safe.
Yeah, so, huh.
It's almost like you have to...
Because I have plus...
Like it's a game where you get to decide...
Would we roll for sleight of hand?
I'm going to let him just ask me, like, okay.
Because
could I...
Depending on his method. Like, what, are you trying to lie... Pretty, like,
so I have plus 5 to sleight of hand.
I guess.
Okay, then you would in fact roll for sleight of hand.
Yes,
I have plus
right.
5 to sleight of hand.
Alright, you should do that.
Yeah. Peyton, like, are you just going to call him and be like, hey.
Yo, Ian, so, I somehow know that you're very good at picking locks, so you should come over here and do
what?
This.
You should pull a fast one on him and pray your dad unlocked and locked for you. Where is he next? I'm curious. It's not even a
9 plus 5. 14.
You do. So after working the lock for a bit, you were able to pick it.
No one picked me up, but
I'm gonna open the safe and take a look inside.
So the safe slowly swings open. Inside of it, you see. One second. I'm gonna put it back on the damn Bible. Can you stop spinning that? Ooh, that's really cool, actually.
Ooh.
Anyway, you see one silencer, two air magazines, 3 health potions, and 2 sniper rifle bullets.
Alright, so you and me both use AR, right?
Yeah, so do you want the silencer and I can take the health potions? Because I'm, like, actually about to die.
But what about that unconscious
Jaden
teammate?
Died.
Oh, yeah.
He's now we medicined him, right?
No, I'm unconscious.
He's just unconscious.
I will take 1 health potion or possibly 2 and, like, pour it on
okay,
him.
Alright, so would you be okay if I take both of the AR magazines?
There's 3
Can I
AR
take
magazines.
One of them?
I'll take 2 of them.
Okay, Jaden.
Okay, I'll take 1 of
at
them.
At least 2 sniper rifle rounds.
Alright. So I'm going to... Wait, are you taking the silencer, or should we give that to Jaden?
Since he has a sniper, I like that idea. Yeah, Jaden, you get the silencer.
Alright, so I'm
going
to...
about 15 health.
Go over.
You wait.
Jaden's
you
not
rolled 5d4 off 15 health?
That's
okay, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. Sorry.
So, James, we don't have to do anything.
No, hold on. It's 5d4 plus 4. Remember?
Shit, my 19.
Remember, yeah.
Oh. Okay. I'm going to use one of the health potions and heal myself.
Jane's up now, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to do a backflip because I'll break
it.
Put me next to Jaden because I just healed him.
Before I go check the, hole, can I go over to the other door in the other room and, like, look on it?
There's only the closet in this room and the hole.
No, like, this.
Oh, that door? There's no window in the door.
Can I, like, look under it?
No way.
Well, okay, so I'm gonna put my ear up to it and try to hear it if I can hear anything.
I'm fine with that. Make a perception check.
19 plus 6, so...
Okay, so you take a deep listen to the room. You hear nothing.
I slowly...
Okay, I'm gonna let them do stuff. Okay, let's do Ian, then Jin.
So, there's nothing left in this room, correct?
Except
there's
the hole!
I want to jump in the hole. No, just kidding.
Yeah, so you walk up to it?
No. I was joking.
You do a backflip.
Also, I need to gain health for health potion.
That's like the most, like... It's like, okay, so here we're an elite team that, like, just is very proficient at killing... Like zombies, and he just walks up to the, does like a backflip into his
health. That's what I counted for you,
bro.
Did you drink one?
Yeah.
I poured it on his toe.
Can Jane and I like split the next one? Just
next health potion.
Yeah, so we just gain like 2d4.
Yeah, 2d4 plus 4. Yeah, sure.
Oh wait. Okay.
Wait, how much health do you guys have? Because
I thought we were allowed to say I am halfway to death. I am still less than halfway to death.
So you're bloody, yeah. You're not bloody, or you're not bloody.
I'm still bloody, but not as bloody as they are. I'm like,
you're just bruised.
Exactly.
So it goes fine, bruised, bloody, damaged, dead.
I'm excessively heavy.
I am like bloody.
I'm bloody. Whoa, we're halfway there.
My question is, how exactly does one fit a silencer on a scythe?
It's a sniper. Screw it
on.
So, are we just going to save the potion then?
You somehow foresaw this and already made a sniper.
I'm making the
silencer chest with
an
already very customized sniper rifle.
Anyway,
You should be able to split the blade of the scythe.
I guess.
Kickstand.
Peyton, do you want me to go in first, or are you gonna go in first?
I was slowly opening the door for a reason.
Okay, I will go behind
slowly
Peyton, and I will
silently,
like, have gun ready for
attack
surprise.
So, do
so
I
that
roll
way,
to
if
open
something...
the door slowly and silently?
Not right now, no, because the episode's about to end.
Yeah. So, Jaden, what are you gonna
do? I guess
do?
This is a good
I'm
place
stupid
to...
through your wall is what I'm doing.
Okay.
Dude, stop stealing my money.
I'm casually running this one, man. Okay, so,
I have a flashlight, right?
Everybody's a flashlight on their own.
I'm dropping it down the hole. With the thong.
Okay, so you try to drop it down the hole. The hole's about 6 inches deep.
Oh, okay. 6 inches
deep? What if we dig in the hole?
Put my flashlight back up, I suppose. I feel stupid now.
What if we dig
in it? You see a flash of a key. You see like a tiny like flash though. It's a very thin key. That's silver.
I'm so glad Jaden is like slightly intelligent.
I thought it was going to jump in the 6 inches. You made it sound like it was a.
I thought it was like, if you guys have seen Tom's video, the hole.
Yeah, that's what I imagined it to be like.
It's just a little like gap in the forwards, but I refer. I like
suppose I'll dig for the key. Unless sorry.
No, it's not even. It's just there. It's just in the hole.
Pick it up.
Yep, you have to.
I also took my flashlight off.
Yeah.
It's not one or the other situation.
No, it's not a skill check.
I don't know what kind of magic this hole is back.
No, it's literally just the hole.
Okay, so we're stopping the episode at opening the door.
Yeah, well, okay. Right before you open the door. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that is that everything?
Yeah.
Thanks for watching.
Discord.
Listening. Discord. Do we actually have the Discord set up in the description?
I don't think we do. We should do that.
I think you did.
I put it in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I like using one invite for everything because I think it's funny. Thank you.
All right. Goodbye.
See you. Bye.
Nuts.